You're with SBS Radio.
I'm Jacob Kennis. I live west of Sydney. I've been here for 40 years. I was a regular soldier during the October 1973 war. I was drafted to the army on November 1972, and I was assigned to the what they call a AAA anti-aircraft artillery, which was based in the air base of Hatzirim, south of near Beersheba. And on the morning of the whole event starts actually on the 13th of September. There was a major air battle that took place on the near the city of the coast of Syria in Latakia, in which Syria has lost 12 MiGs were downed by the Israeli Air Force, and the Israeli Air Force lost one plane, and both pilots ejected into the sea. And ironically, the Israeli pilot, his raft or his raft didn't make it, so he clung onto the one that was used by the Syrian one. Both were rescued by the Israeli Air Force. The Syrian pilot was repatriated back to Syria after the exchange, after the war, subsequently. On the morning of the 6th of October, at 7:20, the air base where I was serving went into full combat mode. And all the planes, with fully loaded and with their pilots, were ready for takeoff. They were already on taxiways waiting an order to take off on their missions. The order to come for takeoff didn't come until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's when the war started.
Yes, exactly. One would have thought that the evidence that was submitted to the government at the time, it clearly showed aerial photographs clearly showed the assembly of huge military forces, both on the Syrian side and the Egyptian side, and on the Egyptian side included equipment to cross the Suez Canal, and they have decided to ignore it, or whether it is to get it when done, whether it's going to be 3 o'clock, or they knew they're going to be in attack. They didn't know exactly when, but they should have let those planes take off at around 8 o'clock.
We are talking to Jacob Kennis. Jacob was a young soldier 45 years ago during the Yom Kippur War, and he's just sharing his memories with us of that day of Yom Kippur, that Shabbat, 45 years ago, the 6th of October, 1973. So, Jacob, what was your role as a soldier?
I was a operator of a fire control system, which was linked to radar fire control system. We were based in Hatzirim, and then 2 weeks after the war commenced, we were moved to we were told to go to end up in a new Air Force base. We made our way down the Sinai into the location, which was at that time it's called Refidim. I think today it's showing on the map as Bir Jafjafa. And from there, we went to further to a place called Tassa, which was near the place which was known as the Chinese Farm. In Tassa, there were some very hard images there of a lot of tanks and armored personnel carrier of the IDF, which were burned. It was a very messy scenery. And then in the morning, we proceeded to the canal, Suez Canal. And we crossed, the crossing was already established, so we just crossed on the pontoon bridge across to the west side of the canal and made our way to the Air Force base, which was today known as Faid. And that's where the Air Force made a base for transport and evacuating injured people. I had a lot of experience there where I came across POWs, Egyptian POWs, and when talking to them, one particular person who spoke English, he was a teacher from Alexandria, And I met him, asked him to reassure everybody else that the thing will be soon. There will be some negotiation, and it will be back with their family within a few weeks, which eventually happened as well. A whole scenario is about missed opportunities, the opportunity to be the one to attack first.
We're talking to Jacob Kennis, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Jacob, you were such a young soldier in those days. I mean, in 1973, you took part in the war, active part in the war. What impact did it leave on you personally?
At the end of the war, I realized that, especially the experience that I had on the Egyptian front, that is probably going to be the last war we're going to have with Egypt. And coming in contact with the POWs, and you said, hang on a minute, what is this all about? Really, and in fact, in 1982, I made the effort, and I actually went to Egypt and spent some time. I went to Cairo, Luxor, and Aswan, and even took a bus from Cairo back to Israel by bus. There was also an adventure. That's basically that. At the end of the day, that's what I felt, that there was going to be the last. There won't be any more further conflict. Hopefully, with the on those lines. Yeah.
Jacob Kennis, thank you so much for talking to us.
SBS.com.au.